News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's edition, we journey through traditions and transformations from tribal festivals to solar missions and water revolutions. Today, we head to Manipur's Lungar village, which has undergone a remarkable transformation from water scarce to water secure. We will bring you highlights from the National Tribal Youth Festival held recently in Mizoram, update you on Nagaland's new solar mission, and take you into the rhythms of Bohag Bihu in Assam. So let's begin our journey in Assam, where the state is in the midst of its most vibrant and beloved celebration, Bohag Bihu. Here is more from our correspondent, Abhishek Mukhopadhyay.
Today we are diving into the vibrant and joyous celebration of Bohag Bihu, also known as Rongali Bihu, a major festival in Assam. It's not just a harvest festival, it's a celebration of new beginnings, cultural heritage and boundless joy. Join us as we explore the vibrant traditions and spirited atmosphere that characterize this auspicious start to the Assamese New Year. In the serene landscapes of Assam, where the air is filled with the fragrance of freshly bloomed flowers and the fields are adorned with lush greenery, Bohag Bihu brings a wave of joy and optimism. It's a time when families come together, communities unite, and the spirit of festivity fills the air. Rongali means joy in Assamese, and indeed, joy abounds during this festival. From April 14th to April 20th, people across Assam engage in various rituals and celebrations to welcome the new year and the bountiful harvest season ahead. Bohag Bihu is just one part of the annual Bihu festival celebrated thrice a year. Each Bihu festival holds its significance, with Bohag Bihu being the most significant as it heralds the Assamese New Year and the onset of spring. On the first day of Bohag Bihu, known as Goru Bihu, people bathe their cattle with turmeric, feed them special treats, and adorn them with new robes. It's a gesture of gratitude towards the animals that play a crucial role in the agricultural life of Assam. The second day, Manu Bihu, is when families gather, don new clothes and indulge in sumptuous feasts. Traditional delicacies like til, laru, pitha, murir laru, gila pitha and poka mithoi grace every household, adding flavors to the celebrations.
Hey,
Throughout the 7 days of Bohag Bihu, each day is dedicated to various aspects of life, from prayers for household deities to honoring farm equipment and domestic animals. And of course, no Bihu celebration is complete without the rhythmic beats of Bihu Geet, the traditional folk songs that fill the hearts of Assamese people with joy and nostalgia. As the sun sets on another year and rises on a new beginning, Bohag Bihu encapsulates the spirit of hope, renewal and togetherness. It's a time when the bonds of community grow stronger and the traditions of Assam shine brightly. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay signing off for Northeast Diary, wishing you all a joyous and prosperous Bohag Bihu.
In Mizoram, the National Tribal Youth Festival was celebrated with enthusiasm and festive spirit at the State Tribal Resource Center, Kailash near Aizawl. Held from April 8th, this four-day celebration was part of the nationwide observation marking the 150th birth anniversary of tribal freedom fighter Birsa Munda. Here is a report from our Aizawl correspondent Isaac.
The National Tribal Youth Festival was celebrated in commemoration of the year-long celebration of the 150th birth anniversary of tribal freedom fighter Birsa Munda. The festival aimed to honor tribal freedom fighters and ignites patriotic fervor amongst the youth and the public. The festival was enriched by performance rendered by the Mizo's top-graded artists and members of the Mizo Zaimi in Suikhom. Cultural presentation highlighting the rich Mizo culture by the Mizo Cultural Organization and presentation from various cultural organizations have aided confluence of mosaic of cultures in the celebration. Celebrated guitarists from Nagaland Imnaila Jamir and Vonsoy Vaiphei from Manipur have enriched the festival with their display of skills and talents. The event was jointly organized by Directorate of Social Welfare and Tribal Affairs and Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India. With Gingangte, this is Isaac from Akashvani Aizawl for Notice Diary.
World prepares to observe Good Friday tomorrow, communities across the globe reflect on one of the most solemn days in the Christian calendar, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. From prayer and fasting to calls for peace in today's troubled times, the message of reflection and redemption resonates deeply. In Nagaland, where Christianity is deeply rooted, preparations are underway. Let's hear how the state is observing Good Friday from our Kohima correspondent, Asuno.
Nagaland, a predominantly Christian state, is set to observe Good Friday with deep reverence and communal participation. The day will be marked by a blend of solemn religious observance and vibrant cultural expressions reflecting the state's rich Christian heritage. In the state capital Kohima, Catholic congregations will participate in processions carrying wooden crosses to symbolize the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
My way of the cross, 2,000 years ago.
These processions will move from various locations to their respective churches, accompanied by hymns and recitations of the rosary. This act serves as a poignant reminder of Christ's journey to Mount Calvary and his enduring love for humanity. Churches throughout Nagaland will host special prayer services where the faithful will gather to seek forgiveness for their sins and express gratitude for Christ's sacrificial act. These services provide an opportunity for reflections and spiritual renewal, allowing individuals to connect with the core tenets of their faith. Fasting is a significant aspect of Good Friday observance in Nagaland. Devout believers will engage in fasts ranging from 3 to 40 days, culminating in the celebration of Easter Sunday. This period of fasting is seen as a way to emulate Christ's sacrifice and to prepare spiritually for the joyous occasion of Easter. Overall, Good Friday in Nagaland will be a day of solemn reflection, communal worship, and a reaffirmation of faith as the state's Christian community comes together to honor the sacrifice and love of Jesus Christ. As Christians worldwide bows their heads in prayer and remembrance, Good Friday continues to serve as a powerful reminder of sacrificial love, forgiveness, and the promise of new life, themes that remain as resonant today as they were over 2 millennia ago. For Notice Diary, this is Asunyu from Akashvani News, Kohima.
From solemnity to service, April 14th, marked as National Fire Service Day, and in Naharigun, Arunachal Pradesh, a brand new fire station was inaugurated. Along with it, 8 fire tenders and 10 motorcycles were flagged off, boosting the region's emergency response capabilities. Our Itanagar correspondent, Ken P. Reba, files this report.
On the occasion of National Fire Service Day, a new fire station building was inaugurated at Naharlagan on Monday. The new building was inaugurated by Home Minister Mama Natung and the Department of Indigenous Affairs in the presence of MLA Muchumiti, Advisor to Home and Education Techi Kaso, IMC Mayor Tami Pasang, and other dignitaries. Speaking on the occasion, Home Minister Mama Natung appealed to the public to take ownership of the public property and urged to utilize it sensibly. He lauded the police and health department for working judiciously and assured to look into the demands placed by the fire department. Additionally, 8 fire tenders along with 10 motorcycles were flagged off by the Department of Fire and Emergency Service. SP Fire and Emergency Service John Pada informed that the 8 new fire tenders have been dispatched to various fire stations across the state and 10 motorcycles have been sent to respective fire stations in various districts. Sharing more insight, the SP informed that a total of 24 fire stations are functional across the state.
28 fire tenders हम लोग ने दिया था districts को. अभी फिर हमने remaining 8 fire tenders खरीदा है. 8 fire tenders जो उसमें एक इटानगर के लिए हैं, दो सागाली के लिए हैं और संग्राम के लिए दो. संग्राम और सागाली अभी नया fire stations complete हो गया है जो खोलने वाला है. फिर हमने एक रुक्सिन को दिया है क्योंकि रुक्सिन एक नया सब फायर स्टेशन पासीघाट से हम लोग फंक्शनिंग कर रहा है और एक रोइंग में और एक तेजू में ये टोटल 8 फायर स्टेशन और 10 बाइक्स हम लोग ने रिस्पेक्टिव फायर स्टेशन को दिया है डिस्ट्रिक्ट में नॉर्मल यूज के लिए.
एवरी ईयर 14 अप्रैल इज ऑब्जर्व एज द नेशनल फायर सर्विस डे टू पे होमेज टू द मार्टियर्स हु सैक्रिफाइस देयर लाइव्स ऑन 14 अप्रैल 1944 एट द बॉम्बे डॉकयार्ड व्हाइल सेविंग प्रीशियस लाइव्स एंड प्रॉपर्टी फ्रॉम द रेजिंग फायर. The theme for this year is Unite to Ignite a Fire Safe India. For Northeast Diary, this is Ken P. Riba for Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Water, they say, is life. But in recent times, water scarcity has become a harsh reality for many, including parts of the Northeast. But amid the challenge, hope springs eternal. Quite literally, in Longhar village, Ukhrul district, Manipur. Thanks to a blend of science, indigenous knowledge and strong community participation, the village has revived its dying mountain springs and turned into a model of sustainable water management. From our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thokcha, here is the inspiring story.
Before the Springset pilot project was initiated in the Phangrai Hill Range of Lunghar village of Ukhrul district, women of the village kept their clock alarm at 3 a.m. for water duty. With water pipelines defunct and reservoir insufficient of water, daily life of women folk revolved around the constant hunt for clean water, sometimes affecting the routine walks for their school-going children. However, the Directorate of Environment and Climate Change Manipur, in collaboration with agencies, initiated the Springset pilot project in 2021, and it is one of the first of its kind in Manipur. The project focused on protecting and reviving the natural underground layers of water bearing rocks that feed springs. The forest cover of Phangrai Hill Range, which fed the springs of nearby village Lunghar, have been revived by planting more than 2,500 trees as part of the project and other structure for water infiltration, water discharge monitoring, fencing, check dams were taken up in the area. The project also saw proactive involvement from the village authority, church bodies, women's society and villagers, setting an excellent example of participatory governance and community involvement. Today, water scarcity is not an issue for the villagers of Lunghar and water reaches abundantly in every household of the village. With the availability of sufficient water, the villagers have now concentrated on reviving the agriculture and fish farming in the lower hill range, which were abandoned by the villagers a few years ago due to water scarcity. Speaking to Akashvani Northeast Diary, a villager said that after the project was initiated in the village, the scarcity of water has not become an issue for the villagers since last year. She said,
"My name is Xinglei Gzingwei and I live in Lunghar village. Since we live in hilly region of India, we face many difficulties regarding water supply. We used to fetch water in the early morning in the bonds, which is very far from our village and it is very difficult. Now it has improved a lot since 2024 with the help of Springshed Pilot Project under the Directorate of Environment and Climate Change."
The success story of Springshed Pilot Project of Lunghar Village in Ukhrul district of Manipur has highlighted that the community involvement along with the scientific and indigenous knowledge is a must for the conservation of environment, fighting against the changing climatic conditions, including water scarcity. Moreover, once a thirsty village and now turned to water-abandoned village, surrounded by lush green forest, Lunghar has also become a model of entire Northeast region of India. J.J. Thokchom, Akashvani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
To Tripura now, where big plans are underway to boost fish production and reduce dependence on imports, an integrated aqua park will soon come up at BC Nagar in Unakoti district. More on this development from our Agartala correspondent Kunal Shinde.
Tripura is among the tiny states in the country with a population of 40 lakhs. But when it comes to fish consumption, the state ranks second, making it dependent on other states in the country and also on neighboring Bangladesh to supply fish to meet the growing demand. In order to become self-reliant in fish production, the Tripura Fisheries Minister Sudhanshu Das has said,
"Tripura have huge potentiality in fish consumption. According to the fishery data has concerned that more than 98% people are fish eater. So obviously, state of Tripura have lot of potentiality in terms of fish consumption as well as fish production. So that is why we have planned to create one big water bodies in Unakoti, BC Nagar area. And our proposal was 500 acres area will cover under integrated aqua park. And subsequently, we have submitted one proposal to the Union Ministry, Department of Fishery. And later, they have approved that particular project. And we have proposed for 100 crores rupees for integrated aqua park. And initially, they have given 43 crores financial sanction. So our main target is to product more than 5,000 metric ton of fish from that particular project. And side by side, we are also aiming for creating income generation from that particular area. As of now, we have 31,000 metric ton fish shortage. So that shortage we want to fulfill from various areas. We have taken a lot of initiative to make our state self-reliant in terms of fish production.
Tripura is the second highest fish consuming state in the country, as 99% people prefer fish items in their daily meals. Likewise, roughly 27.83 kilo fish is consumed by a person in a year in Tripura. In order to boost up the production, the Tripura government has been implementing the Mukhya Mantri Matsya Vikas Yojana from 2023-24 alongside the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana. The minister asserted that unutilized ponds in the state will also be revived for increasing the fish production. Presently, Tripura imports 31,485 metric tons of fish to supply its ever-increasing demand. But after the construction and subsequent operationalization of integrated aqua park, the dependability on other states and neighboring Bangladesh to supply fish will significantly come down, and the people of the state can relish upon their own local fish varieties. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News, Agartala.
Staying on the theme of sustainability, the Nagaland Solar Mission is shining new light, literally, on the state's energy goals. The initiative, aligned with the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, promotes rooftop solar adoption across households. Our Kohima correspondent Asuno brings us this report.
In a significant step towards advancing green energy, reducing electricity costs, and promoting environmental conservation, the Nagaland State Government has launched the Nagaland Solar Mission under PM Surya Ghar Muf Bijli Yojana. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo officially launched the mission on April 14 in Kohima. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo said the initiative reflects the state government's commitment to building a sustainable and energy-efficient future. Under the scheme, the state government will supplement Government of India subsidy by providing additional state subsidies. Beneficiaries will receive up to 96% subsidy for a system up to 2 kilowatt and 85% up to 3 kilowatt, making solar installations significantly more affordable for residents. An allocation of 10 crore rupees have been made for the mission in the financial year 2025-26. Over 247 online applications have been received so far for the scheme. For smooth installation, 55 national and state vendors are also available across Nagaland. For Northeast Diary, this is Asonyo from Akashwani News, Kohima.
Coming up next is the vibrant Assamese Bihu song, Bohagi, performed by the talented Wonder Sisters, Rupankrita and Alankrita. Relish this delightful rendition with its raw, authentic Bihu essence. With that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.